From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 30th. Theo here. June 30th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from MIT Technology Review. AI. Agriculture is ready for AI, but its data isn't. Artificial intelligence is transforming what is possible in agriculture, but industry leaders should be wary of investing in AI without first laying the groundwork. The use cases are promising, especially for an industry navigating volatile fertilizer costs, unpredictable weather, and margins that leave little room for error. Research shows AI-enabled predictive models can improve crop yield by 26%, reduce water use by 41%, and cut chemical usage by 33%. However, what AI vendors usually won't tell you is that these solutions are only effective if you have a clean, solid data foundation. Next. Second, from The Decoder. DeepSeek's DSPark boosts AI speed by up to 85%, a strategic win under tightening U.S. export controls. DeepSeek's new DSPark framework boosts per-user response speed by 60 to 85%. A small model proposes token candidates that the larger model checks in batches, squeezing more performance out of fewer chips. Up next, third, from The Decoder. Taiwan raids Supermicro offices in probe over NVIDIA chip smuggling to China. Taiwanese authorities have raided the offices of Supermicro Computer and several local partner companies. The article "Taiwan Raids Supermicro Offices in Probe Over NVIDIA Chip Smuggling to China" appeared first on The Decoder. And then, fourth, from The Decoder. Meta secretly tested ChatGPT, Gemini, and Character.ai with thousands of minor perspective crisis prompts. Meta reportedly had hundreds of contractors pose as minors and send suicide, sex, and drug-related prompts to chatbots from OpenAI, Google, and Character.ai. In a single testing round, more than 45,000 prompts were sent. Next, fifth, from The Decoder. U.S. campaigns now run on AI at nearly every step, and Europe is drawing a harder line. Republican and Democratic campaigns now run on AI at nearly every step, from vetting opponents to micro-targeting voters, according to a New York Times report. But the technology is still a political minefield, and Europe is taking a very different approach. The article U.S. campaigns now run on AI at nearly every step, and Europe is drawing a harder line appeared first on The Decoder. Up next, sixth, from Towards Data Science. Stop choosing between local and cloud LLMs, a field guide to hybrid patterns. I've been playing with a setup that lets Gemma 4 run on my laptop while GPT-5.4 lives in the cloud, and the trick is how the two talk. First, the prompt gets split. The cheap, deterministic part stays local, so you get instant private responses. When the query needs deeper reasoning or a structured output, the system hands it off to GPT-5.4, pulls the answer back, and stitches everything together. What surprised me most was the lightweight orchestrator they built. Just a few lines of Python that monitor token budgets and latency, then decide on the fly which model to call. It feels like you get the best of both worlds without juggling two separate tools. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious.